I plan on doing is heading out to Little Bay Islands to try to trap and collect as many animals as I can out there, as many of the cats. We just don't want them to end up starving and dying out there a painful, horrible death.
Why is this so important for you to get out and do this?
Well, these are innocent animals that either were once pets or they were kittens from others that were pets. I mean, cats are not native to the wild here. And I think we owe it to them to try to help them.
What do you make of how long government has left this problem, given that they've known about it for so long?
To tell you the truth, I don't know much about the Newfoundland government or any government, really. I don't really understand it very well. Literally, it's really disgusting how they almost completely ignored the problem. But in any case, the citizens here are not going to allow this to happen. We have to make sure that we get each and every one off of the island before the ferry stops.
Are you concerned that they will be euthanized?
Absolutely. I have been speaking to a few people, some of the rescues that have said they were going to take them in Nova Scotia, and they have assured me that they don't euthanize feral cats, that the animals will be taken in and assessed for domestics or for barn cats, where feral cats become working cats and they're fed as well as chasing mice and killing other rodents. So I think it's a good plan that they have started, and hopefully we can see the entire thing through and they'll all have either safe, warm homes, or they'll have a comfortable place where they can live out the rest of their lives.
Have you been getting much support for this?
To tell you the truth, we have gotten a lot of verbal support and moral support, but not a whole lot of financial support. So a lot of this does come out of my own pocket. But again, I'm happy to do it as long as we can get something done.
So now you leave to go over on Christmas Day. Explain a little bit about the process that you're going to go through when you get over there, and how are you going to get these cats and bring them back?
Christmas Day, I'll be leaving here to go across the ferry, of course. And there are four main sites that we've been told where these cats tend to colonate and roam. So I plan on bringing as many traps as I can, and I'll be picking a location depending on where the other trappers are going to be. And in my location, I'll set my traps. I'll be monitoring the traps 7/24 with cameras. And as soon as one is tripped, I'll go retrieve the animal, bring him back to my van, and make sure he's warm, fed, quarantine him in a suitable kennel where if there were any viruses or anything, then there wouldn't be a problem. And basically just check him to make sure he's okay. And if he needs any immediate medical help, then I can do what I can for him. But if they don't need any other help, then they get food, water, and they wait till I head back to the mainland.